All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the newest episode of the Bull Time Investor. Today, we're going to be talking about, I don't know, one of my favorite topics, probably some of our clients' least favorite topic, sure. Risk, right? And so, Corey Marlowe here again, joined by my partners, Adam Johnston and Scott Hartman. Fellas, you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
we got to do a better job of that. I feel like I'm awkward introducing you guys. So sorry. So
I want to know why Adam always goes first.
Yeah. I don't know. I always look
because
over that way.
Because you don't speak.
So risk, obviously huge topic. We could spend literal hours probably talking about it, but we don't have that much time, unfortunately, for podcast recording purposes. So Adam, why don't you start off and kind of give us your sort of definition of risk, and kind of what your thoughts around it.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people just have a certain perception of risk built into how they're supposed to invest. Right. So we start with stocks, and then as we get closer to retirement, we're supposed to go to bonds and cash. And that's their definition of risk, right? It's just by reducing equity positions, they're getting less risky in their portfolio. But I really think with risk, we've got to look at their actual ability to be able to handle market flows, right? Markets moving up, markets moving down. And what does that look like to you? Some clients, they don't care. They understand that the market wins in the long term and that a short duration move downward isn't going to affect what they're trying to achieve in life. So they're okay riding that wave and having more equities throughout their entire portfolio lifespan. But others, they get to a point where they're like, the most important thing to me is not seeing my money move down in value.
Yeah.
So then it's how do we truly accommodate what they're trying to accomplish there and still be able to give them some good value as far as growth is concerned.
Scotty, how about you, buddy? What are your thoughts on risk and just general?
You know, in the definition in my head as always is what's the risk that, you know, the return's going to be different than what's expected, right? Like we're, you know, whether it's lower or higher or whatever, right? And just kind of that risk reward continuum, and you know, how much are we willing to risk, you know, for the reward, you know, on the other side of things. And I think that's it's one of the most important things that we do as advisors is help clients do a risk assessment so we know like what risks are out there, and you know that can be market risk, it can be credit risk, it can be liquidity risk, it can be inflation risk, it can be now in these times geopolitical risk for sure, and just trying to do, you know, trying to control as much of the controllable things that we can, and then going with, you know, when it's uncontrollable, trying to deal with that as well as we can for sure.
Yeah, I think and I'll piggyback off of that. I think it's some great points. Everybody has their own definition of risk, right? And so that's one of the reasons why I kind of threw it to both of you guys and just say, from a general standpoint, what do you think risk is, right? Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, in my 20 years of doing this and you guys about the same time, every client's different. Every household's different, right? And not only that, but each bucket of money and each asset class in which we manage has and should have a different level of risk, right? I mean, clients have liquidity needs and emergency funds. I mean, your risk tolerance on those assets should be pretty low, right?
Right.
To be fair. And then you've got maybe your 3 to 5, 7 year money, you know, something like that, non-qualified assets, brokerage accounts. You could probably stomach a bit more volatility there. We want the equity upside. We also, you know, don't want to participate fully on the downside. And then, you know, lastly, obviously we've got our long-term money, right? Retirement accounts, which generally speaking, if you have a normalized, you know, tolerance for risk and education on risk and the markets in general, you should be able to sustain a bit more volatility there too. And I think that education point is huge, right? You want to talk about kind of how we try and help educate our clients around risk?
We're going to start with doing a risk assessment for each and every client. And we utilize a tool called Nitrogen. And the thing that I really like about Nitrogen is it's going to look at, for a client, true dollars and cents movements in the market. Okay. So it's not just going to say, oh, what if the market moved 5%? What's your reaction? 10%? What's your reaction? No, we're going to have a true dollars and cents movement. And it's going to be worst case scenario, best case scenario.
Right. Some probabilities, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's 80%. This is going to happen. 90%, 70%. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Big, and then it's big numbers in red and big numbers in green.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's going to also give you a, hey, here's a guarantee. And it falls somewhere in between. It's going to fall closer to the red than the green, but you know, and you keep moving that marker until we get to a point where a client says, all right, that's good enough. Right. And then figuring out what that average score is for them. Okay.
And yeah, that's great. And so what that does essentially through nitrogen, obviously, is it gives the household an overall risk number, right? One to 100. Scott, do you want to talk about how we turn around and take that number to implement into an investment strategy?
Yeah. So the really awesome thing about nitrogen is like you said, it's basically like a speed limit number from 0 to 100. And then our portfolios, we can actually score the same way. So really what the concept is then we can match up their risk tolerance with what we're investing in. And you then have the ability to truly, you know, custom tailor, find the right investment mix that matches with risk tolerance. I can tell you that through doing this over the last year and a half since we moved, we have had, I've had multiple clients that were moderate investors, through an old school paper, investment questionnaire. And then you go through this process and they were much more conservative, than what kind of the old school paper, you know, questionnaire said, and it kind of helped, me realize why sometimes, our relationship was more difficult when the market wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing. And what that helped us correct was that we're now invested properly. And it's made a big difference, in that relationship and also in their ability to, you know, I hate to say it, but sleep, you know, sleep at night and all those kind of things when things aren't doing what we want them to do. So,
excuse me. I think there's a flip side of that too, right? Is, I've also had clients that, you know, same situation, but conversely, it's been the other way around, right?
Sure.
You know, so when we've had prospects come in and show us their accounts with their advisors that they're working with, and we plug it into nitrogen and that spit out their risk number and they do their intrinsic test.
Yep.
And we turn around and say, okay, well, you're at a 12 and you actually could be more of a 70.
Sure.
This is probably why your investment performance has been underwhelming for you.
You know, for sure. When I think some of that then goes back to too, there's certain people, certain advisors just don't want to have the uncomfortable conversation with their clients about, you know what, sometimes this is going to get ugly and sometimes you're not going to like what you see on paper, but we're investing for the long term, not the short term.
Right.
Right. So we try to lay that groundwork up front. It's, you know, a short duration fall, you know, your accounts being down 10% plus over the next 6 months isn't going to change your life. Right. We have this financial plan, you know, we've already charted the path for where we're going and we know if we stay invested, we're going to be okay.
I want to spend a couple minutes here because we're running up against it here. Just talking about, you know, the things that we can control, right, as far as risk is concerned versus, you know, a couple of things that we can't control and kind of how we tailor that and educate our clients around those topics.
Yeah, I think we can control our investment behaviors. We can control our attitudes toward the market. We can control our cash flow, the amount of money we save. We can control whether we've planned or not. We can't control politics. We can't control tax codes. We can't control anything geopolitically, right? Inflation, you hit on that in our financial planning session. We can't control the inflation piece.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think too, and just kind of tie that back to our financial planning episode. I mean, all of this is kind of intertwined, right? You know, as we're doing the planning and as we're doing the risk assessments, you know, there's a rhyme to the reason in regards to the way that we're developing portfolios and how we manage money for our clients and not only money, but expectations,
right.
And the educational aspect of it. And I think, as it goes to risk, you know, again, in short, everybody has their own kind of definition. It's just that we need to focus on controlling the controllables, educating our clients and our prospects, educating ourselves, right.
Yes.
As to what's happening in the current marketplace and geopolitical environment. And if we can do that, then I think, you know, it's a much less tense relationship across the board and everybody can sleep at night a little better.
Yeah. And we can absolutely discuss geopolitical concerns, right? And there's some valid points to be concerned about there, but we have to remember too, 24, I think seven media is making things a little bit more in your face than ever before, yep. right? We've gone through a lot of the things that we're seeing today in the past. It's just more in our face today. So it's just taking a breath and going back to, hey, we've done the work.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to the educational piece, right? Yep. We get phone calls all the time and, you know, Destiny Tracy get phone calls all the time and our clients are like, hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? You know, I was watching the news last night and should I be concerned about this or should I be concerned about that? And it's not necessarily talking our clients off the ledge. It's just reassuring, right? And re-educating them that, hey, we've got a plan in place. You have a risk tolerance. And if we need to reassess that, we most certainly can. But
right.
Again, if we focus on your goals and our clients' goals and properly educate them, then I think at the end of the day, you know, everybody's doing their job.
Yeah. I think the key there is just circling back around the plan.
Yeah.
For sure. And just knowing that we have a plan in place. And there's, you know, years left in that plan. And, you know, you could name five things that happened in 2019 that, you know, we thought were going to end the world. And here we are. Yeah. So I think it's just one of those things where it's like you had to just have to behaviorally just know that we're doing the right thing and continue to move forward.
Yeah, I think that behavior word is huge, too, right?
Yeah,
there's so many books and it's a hot button kind of topic in our world, at least.
Yep.
Kind of the behavioral finance, behavioral risk.
For sure.
So, all right, guys, well, appreciate it again today. Kind of just really wanted to spend a few minutes, you know, for our listeners, just talking about kind of our intrinsic thoughts on risk and kind of how we handle it. And, thanks for your time today, and we'll see you next time on the Bull Time Investor. Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.